proclamation number 7109 dated the May 2nd, 1958. God's gift of love and grace. Attaining the original state. If you are constantly assured of my love and grace, you should also request it. For the effect on you only becomes noticeable when your will grants access to my love and grace. My love for you is truly greater than great. However, I must make it a condition that you desire my love, that you appeal to me for providing you with loving gifts of grace, because you once rejected my love and thus must now also agree to enter the circuit of my flow of love again. Then you will be assured of an unlimited supply of strength of love. The fact that my love for you will never end nevertheless does not exclude your willingness to receive it. And as long as this willingness is lacking in you, it will be impossible for my love to take effect, because it is eternal law that love does not tolerate resistance, but neither does it enforce the surrender of resistance. Consequently, you have an immense treasure of grace at your disposal, for everything my love offers you are blessings, because they are undeservedly granted to you if only you are willing to accept them. Therefore you can be called immensely rich on earth, since you can determine your own amount of wealth. No limitations are imposed on you by me. You need only ever ask and my love will grant what you desire. However, when I speak of blessings guaranteed by my love, I do not mean earthly possessions but only the means you, that is, your souls, need for attaining eternal life. It includes everything that helps you regain the blissful state you possessed in the very beginning when you were able to work and create with me and in my will. Only this state guarantees the unlimited beatitude for which I once created you, and sooner or later you must reach this state. But eternities may still pass by. Nevertheless, you can also achieve it in a very short time. The time of your earthly existence as a human being is sufficient enough for you to gain this perfect state, providing you make good use of this time. And for this you need an abundance of blessings, means of help offered by my infinite love, which you must not reject if you don't want to prolong the time of your distance from me, the time of your wretched state, of your own doing. And if I give you the assurance that you still possess my boundless love, that I do not hold your past apostasy against you, that I would like to help you attain this life of bliss again, then you should make every effort to enable yourself to enter into the previous relationship with me once more. You should only want me to give you my love again as before, and with this sincere resolve, you will open yourselves to receiving my grace, you will feel my love and then also make correct use of all means of grace, and thus it will not take long until your state of weakness changes. For your soul will mature, it will increase in realization and strength because, through the influx of my strength of love, which no longer meets with resistance, it is stimulated into kind-hearted activity, and this will result in more light and strength again. For once the human being has the will to subordinate himself to my will, I shall increasingly illuminate him with my love. I will never ever let go of him because he acknowledges me myself again and desires to be closely united with me once more. Amen.